Pocahontas was a Native American woman of the Powhatan people, known to her family as Matoka, meaning flower between two streams. It has been recorded that one woman from each settlement was sent to the Honorable Chief Powhatan to become a wife. A woman came of age at 14 years old, so she would have a baby with Chief Powhatan and then return to her original home to find a husband and start her own life and family. This was considered a huge honour to have been sent, and only the most beautiful and intelligent women were chosen. Pocahontas was a child of the chief and often thought of as one of his favourites. Unfortunately, little is known about Pocahontas' birth mother. It has been theorised that she died in childbirth. During hostilities in 1613, she was held for ransom by the English Jamestown colonists when she was encouraged to convert to Christianity and took the name Rebecca. At about 17 years old, she was wed to John Rolfe, a tobacco plantation owner, with whom she had a son, Thomas Rolfe. At the age of 19, she was brought to England and presented to potential investors as a civilised savage. Captain John Smith published a book, Pocahontas, My Own Story, in 1624 and wrote many letters about Jamestown and the Powhatan people. Much of his writing has been disputed by Pocahontas's documented descendants. There are also some discrepancies in his letters, firstly calling her a child of 10 years old, and then referring to her as a child of 12 or 13 years of age, both regarding their initial meeting in 1608. She died on the return journey to Virginia, making it only as far as Gravesend at the age of 21. Many theories surrounding her death include smallpox, tuberculosis, and even poisoning. Whilst her exact final resting place is unknown, due to the medieval church being destroyed by a fire in 1727, it has been confirmed that she was buried on the grounds of St George's Church in Gravesend, Kent. A statue was installed in her honour in 1975, a copy of the one in Jamestown.